Yeah, well, that's it. I welcome the fact that public are being asked to have their say on the climate action plan. You know, it's an issue that will affect every single person, not only in the north, but on the island. So it's right that the public voice is heard loud and clear. You know, so I'd strongly encourage people to take part in the event. You know, and I know I think there's a couple online as well. So whether it's in person or online, this is about shaping a sustainable future for our children and our grandchildren. So it's very important that opinions are heard.
And especially in the area that you would be representing, it's predominantly a strong agricultural area as well. And nowadays, agriculture is very closely linked with climate when it comes to emissions and indeed efforts to reduce carbon emissions and create a greener and cleaner environment.
Yeah, and obviously I do represent a very rural constituency, with agriculture being probably one of the most main incomes in the constituency. But our farmers are very aware and very conscious of climate change and this climate change action plan. But I think we can all do more. But I don't think that one section of society can be blamed more than the other.
In Northern Ireland, how big of an issue is it at administration level, at Stormont level?
Well, we don't need to look too far to see the consequences of climate change. You know, whether that's the flooding in Fermanagh or the storms that damage homes and businesses, or the wider impact on communities as a whole. You know, but it's clear we need ambitious but very fair action. You know, it shouldn't mean out of cost for people. It should mean warmer homes or cheaper energy bills, and of course the support for our farmers to transition to more sustainable practices.